welcome everyone to the Jesuit Experience Podcast. This is Ben with Griffin Tabor right here. We're interviewing Drew Noonan and Chris Simington.
What's up?
President and Vice President.
Happy to be here.
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, been a great day. It's Friday. We're currently being interviewed in the senior courtyard today. Yeah. Is our first time, I guess technically second time, being allowed in. We just received senior courtyard privileges after our junior convocation yesterday, which was a lot of fun. So happy to be in here, enjoying the sunshine. Great day.
I know, it's super nice outside. I think Drew kind of took all the words I could say, but yeah, it's so good to just be here now and like being seniors and kind of like taking that next step towards our high school career. And it's kind of almost coming to a close, about to make me kind of cry a little bit, but yeah, it's exciting. Whole new step in life, so let's get after it.
Just before we start, how do you guys like the courtyard? What's your favorite part so far? Just being out here or spike ball?
See, I've always felt like I've always enjoyed being connected with nature. And so seeing the trees, all right, seeing the grass and everything, I guess it's turf technically, but you know, it's just cool being outside because, you know, space is really important, and having a space designated for seniors where you can kind of really bond with your classmates, it's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of I wouldn't say I'm like super nature type vibe, but I'm more of a spike ball, like
spike ball champion.
Yeah, spike ball champion. You know, nobody can beat me. If you want to run one-on-ones, you can anytime. So
pull up to the courtyard.
But yeah, it's just a nice environment where you can talk to your friends, hang out. Hopefully, we can just make the most of it and just have a lot of memories that we'll remember in the future.
I think too, senior courtyard is always like in my opinion, you know, one of the biggest treasures when encountering your senior year. I mean, the ability to hang out with your classmates, like Drew and Chris said, is substantial to attain that growth and, you know, bond with your classmates. So I'm really thankful for that. And moving forward, yeah, I mean, it's going to be competitive out here. So we'll see how it is in a couple months from now.
Okay, you want to run those ones?
Oh, yeah. All right, for sure. So regarding your duties as student body president and vice president, what are any updates you guys can give us on what you guys have been doing or looking forward to implementing next year?
So we've had a lot of great conversations in the works. I do notice both of you guys are wearing the casual dress day attire.
Yes, sir.
Which we have a casual dress day today. I know that was one of our big kind of campaign statements that we had. And so to really kind of bring that to fruition alongside Mr. Wallace and Student Affairs, really, really special. So happy to see that, you know, the fruits of our labor are already paying off. Looking towards the future, many students came to us and inquired about possibly changing up the DJs for homecoming and prom. And so we've engaged in conversations with possible alternative vendors for next year's DJ.
Should we tell them who it is?
Not yet. Well, because nothing's. Okay. Yeah, nothing. We can't leak anything yet, but exciting things planning there.
Yeah.
And then,
really excited about the. We wanted to unveil a Belize scholarship that we're working with. So basically a Jesuit school in Belize. We've been working to organize a scholarship that will allow him to play off all 4 years. So that is really big for us. And, you know, we've just been working on that. And then also little things like getting more casual dress down days and working out deals with Mr. Wallace and seeing what we can do. And we've been in the works with talking about the parking and kind of seeing how we can make that more organized and kind of just making that an easier and smoother transition for next year. And then I know a lot of people have been asking about the chocolate milk. So maybe try to work on that. That's kind of something that we'll put forth in the future. And then also like the panini presses is something that we've also been looking forward to. But that Belize scholarship is like a huge one we've been working on for about a month now, right? So
and this is for a student year or a student in Belize?
Student in Belize that we're all kind of collectively raising money and sponsoring for. So that's
big for us. Keep on the lookout for more information. We'll really start to really kind of implement the program as soon as we get the ground running next year in August.
Yeah.
So because we just want to introduce the Jesuit brothers that we have down there in Belize, because they're in our own Jesuit Providence, and that's something really special. And if you go down there, several of our faculty and staff members have visited down there, you'll notice that it's a really similar vibe to what we have going on here. And I think that's really special because that's one of the things that separates Jesuit Dallas from any other school in the DFW area, in the state, really in the U.S. It's what we have here, the intangibles that Jesuit possesses. And if you notice, the Jesuit Belize possess some of those same intangibles, it's a really special feeling. And so if we can kind of just share that with our student body and really encourage them and inform them of what's going down there in Judges Belize, a bunch of good things will happen. So stay tuned. More stuff to come in the future.
Like Drew said, I think it's just so much more than just our school of Jesuit Dallas. It just reaches internationally. And through this Belize Scholarship, we're able to really do that and like really build this model of man for others and just that pure brotherhood that we have, not just for the people in our own community, but outside of that community and branching out. And that just means so much.
That's awesome. Is there anything you guys are pretty excited for next year before we head out?
Next year, of course, being seniors is the big thing on everybody's minds. Stepping up to fill those leadership roles, you know, making sure that the younger classmen feel welcomed. And a key part of that, of feeling the other classmen be welcomed, is Big Brothers. I am personally very happy to be part of the Big Brothers Executive Committee. Looking forward to meeting all of the freshmen, little brothers that we have. Really kind of get them the experience of Jesuit. You know, what it means to be a part of the brotherhood, because all of us here at the table today, you know, we didn't have that. We had COVID freshman year, and it made the transition difficult. And so I think, you know, I learned from that, and I learned how it could have been made better for us. I'm looking to kind of utilize those tips and that experience that we have to make in to ease the transition for the upcoming class of 2027.
I will also be on the Big Brothers executive squad with Drew. And then also another thing that we are looking forward to a lot is we also both got selected to the Hope Squad National Council. So like Hope Squads around or few members of Hope Squad around the country are selected, and we're so honored to be on that. And kind of like Drew said about the Big Brothers, helping other people and helping them with that transition into high school means so much. And I know as a young freshman, I didn't know anything, but having those Big Brothers and people who could guide me and give me tips and advice on how to kind of work my way around Jesuit Dallas meant so much. And hopefully we can reciprocate that to the younger guys. And you know, just also the perks and privileges of being a senior too, like the courtyard, the parking. I know is a big one. Not having to be in Anderson.
Can't wait.
No more 10-minute walks.
But yeah, and also, you know, just coming to a close and on our next steps to progress into college. I know it's a year out, but it's something that we really got to get prepared for. So that's about it.
Also, too, I mean, like you guys were saying, when we first entered in those doors by the Hall of Honors and we really got an idea of what Judge was all about, I mean, those first couple months were pretty brutal. I mean, specifically for me, I mean, new environment, new people. I mean, I was kind of used to, you know, staying in my old middle school ways. And, you know, I'm also part of the Big Brothers Executive Committee, like Drew and Chris said. So it should be a lot of fun. I mean, I'm a guy that really looks for leadership, and I really enjoy mentoring other, you know, other younger kids that are looking to, you know, aspire to be like other people, and they're just continuing to learn about the school life, the student life as well. So it should be a lot of fun, and really, really looking forward to it. I mean, it might not sound like that through our words, but truly, we're here for it. We're ready for it.
Let's go.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here. Definitely have more check-ins next year with you guys and, you know, your initiatives. So yeah.
Ben,
appreciate the time.
Chris, Griff, always a pleasure. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest
thank
of your
you.
Friday.
Thank you guys so much and have a great day.
Special thanks to Chris and Drew for taking time during finals week to be interviewed and talk to the student body. Also, thank you, listeners, for listening to this third installment of the Jesuit Experience podcast. We're going to be making some content over the summer, some shorter length stuff, and next school year, we're going to come back, more interviews with Drew and Chris, some teacher interviews, talking about their time at Jesuit, as well as just updates on what's going on at the school. Make sure you guys have a great day, and go Rangers!